It's me, Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here with Jamie and Mikey at Hungryland. Hi, guys.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
I'm so hungry.
We heard.
Can you believe how hungry I am? No, I'm very excited today. And you know why I'm excited?
Why?
Because this is a Walmart haul.
Yes.
But it's not just a Walmart haul. It's a really special one.
What makes it so special?
I just have a feeling there's going to be a lot of good things.
Wow.
Okay. Forecasting.
And wow. I think also... I'm clairvoyant. I think we're going to be giving away a really special prize in this episode.
Wow.
So people have to listen to the whole thing.
Those are some pretty crazy predictions.
I predict. That's what I do. Anyway, but I am excited about today's show. This is a Walmart haul. As I said, we have a whole bunch of amazing things. And before we get into that, Mikey. Breaking
news. All right. This is huge, huge, huge Starbucks news.
What?
So Starbucks has announced it will permanently offer protein cold foams.
What?
Along with protein lattes made with protein boosted 2% milk starting on September 29th. Okay, so there'll be a variety of flavors, including sugar-free and unsweetened choices. The protein cold foams will add about 15 grams of protein to any cold beverage. Ice drinks with protein cold foam will have about 19 to 26 grams of protein per grande drink. And protein lattes will have about 27 to 36 grams of protein per grande beverage. And the flavors, by the way, there's a couple new ones. So they have banana, which is a new flavor. I don't think it's out yet. I guess September 29th, we'll taste it. There's vanilla, sugar-free vanilla, chocolate, matcha, salted caramel, brown sugar. There's plain. And then the seasonals, which will be pumpkin and pecan, which are out right now.
Okay, my head is exploding. Are you saying all those flavors are going to be for the cold foam and the lattes?
Yeah, that's what it's... Yeah, protein cold foams and the protein lattes.
All right. I'm now going to say something.
Yep.
We're going to have a special episode where we taste all of these things.
Wow.
Yes. Can we do it live?
We'll do a whole podcast.
Or like, can we video it? Can it be our first videoed podcast?
We could.
Wow.
We will video it.
Okay.
And we may not run it. We may not stream it live, but we are going to do a special yes. episode. Okay. And then we'll edit some videos.
This is so exciting. Mike, put it on the calendar. I'm serious. Okay. September 29th.
This is crazy.
Well, so our next podcast haul is going to be, it has to be the Great Pumpkin Haul.
This is like a pop-up, a special
this
episode.
This is going to be a pop-up,
yeah.
Okay. Mike.
Yeah, we got it.
I'm
Don't
serious,
try to be a naysayer. Okay. This is so exciting. We want to, and you have to edit it like in 24 or 48 hours and it has to go up so everyone can hear immediately.
Yeah. Okay. No mistakes by anybody.
Well, I'm going to try every single variety.
Everything. We're trying it all. This is so exciting.
Yeah.
Very.
Okay.
Wowza.
Maybe Starbucks will deliver because there's so many that we have to get. I guess all three of us will have to go.
Yeah, no, we'll hire people just for the day. Task Rabbit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There you
we'll
go.
Task Rabbit people.
Okay. That'll work.
Perfect.
And that's all I got.
All right. Let's jump in and see what Mike found on the shelves of Walmart. First up, we have Old El Paso ramen noodles in fajita flavor and beef birria flavor. Okay. What I love about this trend is that they're now taking ramen noodles and making crazy flavored soups out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And by crazy, I just mean like it's like mashups.
Yeah.
Unexpected. So this is exciting.
Yeah.
I like too. It's very soupy. I tend to think of ramen noodles. I think of like that old school brick, but like this looks like a real like soup.
Yeah, no, but there's two different products I think you're thinking of. One is like a cup with noodles and
soup. Cup of noodles.
Yeah, and one is like a brick.
But this but looks this, more like cup of noodles.
Okay, yes, exactly.
And right. This is the fajita first. We'll try.
I wonder how spicy this is going to be. Let's see.
Wait, what flavor of the fajita?
Fajita, yeah.
All right, I'm going to try the broth first. Oh, it's spicy. But it's good, a good flavor.
Whoa.
It's very spicy. Is it called spicy? I haven't tried
it. Yeah, it says medium heat.
Okay.
So that
it feels
makes sense.
Like medium
high.
It's
like medium
heat.
Plus.
Mm-hmm. Well, oh, I like that.
I love it. And even though it's spicy, you know, sometimes it's spicy, but it's like flat spicy, like chili powder. It kind of hurts. This is like perfectly balanced spice.
But there, it's packing some heat over here. Huh. So this is, I have a question. This is actually made by Old El Paso.
Correct.
And they make taco shells and things like that?
Yep. Salsas, sauces.
Okay.
So you want to hear the stats?
Yes, I do, very badly.
Okay. So one container, 220 calories, 2 grams of fat, 7 grams of protein, but let's answer the question.
Sodium.
Any guesses?
Oh, 960.
And even 1,000.
Whoa, that was a good guess on my part. They should have cut 40 milligrams out. That's a lot.
I know.
Hold on. But still, wait, calorie count wise, like, first of all, what I like about spicy foods like that, they fill you up. So if you add some shrimp, like, I would eat that as like a meal, like a quick, like, oops, I have nothing to eat. I would take frozen shrimp.
I would love them. To talk to our pal, the Healthy Skeptic, because I remember hearing that sodium, like, unless you have certain specific health conditions, like, you really don't need to worry about sodium as much as
I know. I
you
don't,
think
I don't.
You have to.
Yeah, I have low blood pressure, so. Right, wait, we're eating the second one. I didn't even say what. Oh, this is the beef birria flavor.
Oh, that's delicious.
No, I don't. I know. People are going to yell at us. They're going to come at us for the sodium thing. But
That's my favorite of the two.
That's really good. The flavor is just like, I would drink this broth. They need to make this broth by itself.
What are the stats of those?
Oh, sorry. I took it away.
There you go. These are single serving cups, by the way.
I
love
these.
Is this a just add water situation?
Yep.
200 calories. Oh, boy. 1.5 grams of fat, 7 grams of protein, and 1,220 milligrams of sodium.
That's like sodium for the whole day. Well, that's what I don't even know what the recommended amount of sodium is, but they wanted to cut it from like 2000 to 1000. I don't know where we are with it today. I wonder if you could find that out.
Here's what I remember. Years ago, we sat down with an unnamed like meal kit delivery company. And we were talking about, you know, how they go about coming up with the recipes. And they said they have a sodium minimum. That when they develop their recipes, it has to have at least 1,000 milligrams.
Oh, wow.
I mean, this was 15 years ago, but that was because that's what they found was like enough flavor for people.
Yeah, that's
Did I imagine
crazy.
That? That happened, right?
Yeah, I don't think it was 1,500. And
no,
I think it was more like 8 years ago, maybe.
Maybe.
7 years ago. But it was a minimum of 1,000. Crazy. But I'm talking about the maximum.
Yes.
Like what the food pyramid says we need sodium wise. I remember being at an event in Italy with all the people that make the food pyramid. And I remember my point was, if you slice it to what you want it to be, and I would love to know what the number is now, because that was in 2009. I was like, people are going to tune you out because people can't have 1,200 milligrams of sodium a day.
Yeah.
It's just not realistic. So I'm curious what it is. It used to be 24.
It says it recommends no more than 2,300 milligrams a day and the optimum goal of no more than 15 a day for most adults.
Yeah, that's...
Now, what about like... So like a lot of those electrolyte waters, it's the sodium that gives you the electrolytes. Is that included? Is that the same type of sodium or is it different? Like...
I am not qualified to answer that. I think sodium is sodium, but I don't know. There must be some of them do have sodium, but not all. Like, does Gatorade have a lot of sodium?
I don't know.
So, well, I think it's when you work out and you sweat a lot, you sweat out some of that. So you have to replenish
that makes
it.
Sense.
Yeah. I think we need like an expert to weigh in. Yeah. Insert quote here from expert. Okay.
Just to wrap it up, old El Paso ramen noodles. We tried fajita and beef birria flavor. Those are available, you know where? Walmart.
All right. Next up, we have another soup. This is proper good pizza soup. I love that pizza soup. That's so like there's an actual picture of pepperoni pizza on this soup pouch. And it's a pouch of soup, pepperoni, tomato, and cheese. You get the whole pouch. It is not a low calorie, low fat item, but the positive side is it microwaves in 90 seconds.
And it's a big serving, but it's...
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of calories and fat. I'll let Jamie say what that is.
So this pouch is 340 calories, 19 grams of fat, 11 grams of protein.
All right, that's ridiculously delicious.
I mean, how could it not be?
It's so good.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
that is like drinking pizza.
It really is. And it tastes
so
like
good.
It must have a ton of sugar, too, because it's so sweet. Yeah, 14 grams of sugars.
Oh, wow.
8 grams of added sugar. What is this? Mike.
Sorry.
I know.
What have you done to us?
It looked like something that you would like because of the pizza.
She does like it. Oh, wait. This is so cool. You can get a free spoon and watch the how to heat video, in case you were confused by the giant words at the top that say tear top. off pouch before microwaving for 90 seconds. If you are unsure, you scan the QR code to watch the video.
All right. Wow. What about the free spoon? I'm confused.
It says get a free spoon.
Your free spoon turned into a video.
One free spoon per household with proof of purchase while supplies last.
Oh.
New customers only, scan code for terms.
So we can get a free spoon then.
All right. That is ridiculous. I mean, you know what I would use this for? As like a sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'd put it on like shirataki noodles or something that's like, or palmini.
Pasta.
Something very low calorie.
Do you know that, this is what I think you should do with it. Well, maybe the next item. Boz Big Boy, which we have the original out here. There's probably a few still out in the world. They do chili spaghetti. So spaghetti
with
chili on that.
Chili Mac.
And this would be, I think that would be good as like a chili spaghetti or Pepperoni pizza spaghetti.
That's fun, but I would do it with the noodles. But like, let's, all right, I want to get down to brass tacks for a minute. So this is 12 ounces in the pouch, 340 calories. So how many calories an ounce? 340 divided by 12.
Well, it's a calorie a gram.
I need my calculator.
Okay, you want to know how many calories per ounce?
Mm-hmm. 340 divided by 12.
28.3. 28 calories an ounce.
28 calories an ounce. So, and a lot of what's 28 times four? It's a little over 100 calories. This is like in line with a lot of tomato sauce.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you use it as a tomato sauce, like sometimes I like my tomato sauce to have 80 calories a half cup, but this is a little more than that. But I would use it as tomato sauce. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just a creative use of it.
Really good.
Wait, what's up with the sodium?
It's proper good.
760,
yeah.
I mean, but most soups for a cup are around that, and this is 12 ounces.
Wait, they also make cheeseburger and creamy meatball soup?
Mm-hmm.
And a chicken noodle. The chicken noodle one is probably more Hungry Girl friendly.
Why is it called proper good?
Because it's proper good.
It's British.
It's what?
Is it?
No,
it's British. I want to know why. Like, what is proper and or good about this soup? Other than it's delicious.
We're going to find out.
It should be like, taste good, pizza soup.
This is available at Walmart and the Proper Good website where it is currently sold out. So definitely check Walmart. Let's see if they tell us why it's called Proper Good. The best meals, best easy meals you've ever had or your money back.
Is that why it's Proper Good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got lots of other stuff.
I didn't clear it up at all, but
All right. Ooh,
oh my God, I see the spoons.
What? Wait, are they cute?
Spoons. They're really cute.
Right, they are? What
light
do they look
pink.
Like?
Well, they're $10. I don't know why they're selling them if you can get them for free.
Well, because you don't want to just have one. You want to have one for the whole family.
Maybe.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
First one's free.
Yeah.
All right, next up we have Barilla Pasta. For those people who think it's Berea, it's not. It's because it's Italian, not Spanish. It's Barilla Pasta. It's protein penne. Mm. So this is protein pasta. Now,
look at the amount that Mike put on his plate, his tasting plate.
Wow. Look at that bowl of pasta. Yeah. So it has fewer calories per 2 ounce serving than a regular pasta. So it has 190, but they might be subscribing. They might be subtracting the fiber calories. So 190 calories for this. And tell us about the protein. 10 grams. Okay.
Wow.
That seems like a lot of protein.
It's a little hot. Be careful. It's hot.
Ooh,
hot.
The whole bowl is hot.
And here's some marinara if you'd like to put some.
Thanks. Wait, I want to put pizza soup on it.
Oh, wait,
let's
here's your tongs. I got your tongs.
Hold on.
I know sometimes, things are just adding the like fake fiber, fake protein, but this blends non-GMO lentils, chickpeas, and peas with semolina and durum wheat, barley, and spelt flour. So that sounds pretty legit.
Okay. So tasting it with nothing. Like no sauce, it tastes just like regular pasta.
Put it in the pizza.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
So smart.
So that's what I kept saying. I want the pizza soup. Where
is
the
delicious.
Pizza soup? Because I have.
Oh, let me get the pizza soup.
Mike is already eating a bowl of pasta like he's sitting in an Italian restaurant.
That's what I'm saying. Look.
I know.
Oh no!
That was 500,000 degrees. Okay, we're back. We had a little accident.
We did.
A little burn. I was trying to get the pizza soup on my pasta. And ended up on my pants.
It's a very good endorsement for the heating tray that we have.
Oh, really?
Because it's hot because of the heating tray.
Really?
It's a liability.
Yeah, that's okay. I wanted a bingo. I still love bingo. Hmm. All right. I like this pasta. It's good with marinara. It's good without. This is great pasta because to me, like, I am a carb-aholic. So I either avoid carbs, but when I'm eating it, I want them to have a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So 10 grams of protein in pasta, that's great. Pasta doesn't usually have a lot of protein.
I think it has some, but not because if it's made with wheat, I think there's some. But here's my question, though. 10 grams of protein. Mm-hmm. Do you really think that would fill you up the same way that 10 grams of sliced turkey would?
10 grams of sliced turkey is
like nothing. No, it's like half an ounce, right?
10 grams of protein from sliced turkey?
Yeah.
10 times 4 is 40. I think it's like
an ounce. Wait,
I think it's like an ounce. That's not, I don't know. It's like not a. Yeah, if you're asking me if.
So 1 ounce of turkey has about 8 grams.
And that's like one slice.
But I just mean, like, do you think that protein is the same as this protein?
I have no idea. But it's like, the thing is, the difference. So the reason why that question, you're only eating 40 calories right, if you're eating right. the protein.
Yeah.
But if you're eating this, you're eating 200 calories. And it's really,
you're not reaching for this instead of turkey. You're reaching for this instead of noodles.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So it's just a way to.
So Jamie just talked herself out of her own.
Right. It's okay. But hey, I'm, you know.
No, if you're going to eat pasta, you exactly. might as well have protein.
Exactly.
I like it.
Barilla Protein Plus. This was the penne. They also have spaghetti, elbows, and beyond. You can get it at grocery stores, Walmart, and Amazon.
Yay.
And I would have to say, those were pretty al dente, weren't they?
Yeah, you did cook them very well.
Perfectly.
I've become a master pasta maker.
Did you throw it at the wall?
I didn't, but that's only spaghetti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So funny if he was just throwing penne at the wall.
Wait a minute. I cannot even believe you're talking about that. We had, when we were in college, we had this crazy landlord. And I remember we were just like four girls living on our own at the for the first time ever. And my friend Ellen would make spaghetti all the time. And the way she would test the pasta, she would fling it up to the ceiling.
Yeah.
And it would get stuck to the ceiling.
Yeah.
And all over the walls.
Was she Italian?
No, but Mr. Maltari, our landlord, was. And he would be like screaming that spaghetti on the wall. Freak out. We just giggled our heads off.
Oh, I would love to be a fly on the wall. I would love to see College Lisa.
Yeah, so would I.
I wasn't all that wild. Shocker. All right, next up we have 4 Sixes Wagon Boss Original Barbecue Sauce. 4 Sixes.
I love that the website is 6666 flavors.
Four sixes. Oh my goodness.
Oh, I just put mine on my spoon.
What's the deal? Oh,
that's a very rich color.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's very thick too.
It says it's a ranch staple, not like ranch flavor, but a ranch staple blend of spices, including garlic, ancho, chili pepper.
All right. So why has this sauce made its way to us? What attracted you to the sauce?
Actually, it was on a list that you went over with Dana.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but then we wonder, how did it get to Dana?
Yeah, how did it get to Dana? Like,
I'm not sure.
Is it because it's cowboy approved?
Maybe.
Well, is it healthier in some way? Okay.
So, yes, great question. Mm-hmm. This is in the line of a 30 calorie for 2 tablespoon barbecue sauce, is usually it's like 60. I mean, this is thinner.
This is not a thick
barbecue sauce. Sugar is the number 2 ingredient, sweetened sugar.
This is great.
Yeah. I think it's because it's so thin.
But I don't think it's as thin as like there's definitely like lower calorie barbecue sauce that's a lot thinner than that.
No, I mean, it's spectacular.
Mm-hmm. It's so good.
I want to dip chicken nuggets in it.
Mm-hmm. It's like halfway between like really thin barbecue sauce and like thick, whatever famous brand.
Traditional, yeah.
That's so yummy.
I love it. It's not spicy. Wait, can I see that? Yep. It's not spicy at all. I mean, this is the original flavor. Mm-hmm. It's like the perfect
spicy.
Yeah, it's the perfect sweet, smoky flavor, not spicy. The other flavors are straight sixes, spicy, and top hand hickory.
Oh, okay.
And it is, 2 tablespoons, 30 calories, 7 grams of sugar. It's available at Walmart, select grocers, Amazon, and the 6666 website. Not to be confused with a 666 website.
Yeah, no, definitely not. But I like it. Whatever it is, whatever their story is, I'm on board.
Yeah, that's super yummy. 4 Sixes Wagon Boss.
Next, we have a new tortilla. This is Mission gluten-free chickpea tortillas. Mm. So we know Mission tortillas. They're famous.
That's the bag if you want to see it.
So the idea is that it's gluten-free. Now, most tortillas are obviously not gluten-free. Mm-hmm.
And the chickpeas.
And this is chickpeas. So what are the stats like?
High fiber, vegan. Okay, one tortilla, 140 calories, 6 grams of fat, 7 grams of fiber, 4 grams of protein.
All right. I was skeptical when I heard about these, but flavor-wise, they're incredible.
Yeah, they're really good.
It's so rare that you can take a bite of a tortilla that has not been heated or toasted or turned into some kind of a wrap and have it taste this good.
Yeah, yeah. It's soft.
That is like...
The flavor and the texture.
Yeah.
It says it's made from roasted chickpea powder, which makes sense. I feel like they've really extracted some of the flavor from it.
Did they roast the chickpeas and then make powder out of it, or did they take the powder and roast it? We don't know.
You're really asking the hard questions.
I really am. I love it. How much fiber? How much fat? Like, what's the story with that?
7 grams of fiber, 6 grams of fat. 140
They're
calories.
Delish.
Each. Yeah. And size wise, I mean, this is like a No, it's bigger than a fajita size.
Definitely. It's not.
This is almost like what I would call a large tortilla.
Yeah, like I think pretty three quarters. Yeah. 75% of a large tortilla.
Maybe 80.
It's enchilada size, pretty much, I would say.
You think?
Yeah. Because it's a little bit smaller than a burrito, but bigger than a taco, which is kind of like an enchilada.
Well said.
Yeah.
Okay. Mission gluten-free chickpea tortillas at Walmart, Target, supermarkets, and on Amazon. Wow, lots of things are on Amazon. That's great.
Yeah, that is great. Oh, we have another... Tortilla.
We do.
La Banderita. La Banderita. Carb counter. Birria spiced flour tortillas. So this is going to be the opposite. This has zero net carbs, probably has really, really low calories. Let's see how big they are. Let's see.
Oh, no, that looks a little bigger than street taco size.
Does it? It looks like
that looks more like 6 inches.
Looks like a street taco to me.
I guess regular taco.
Oh, no, yeah, they're a little smaller when they come out.
Yeah, I don't know. Now it's like, this is 80% of a regular taco.
Oh, my
taco.
Gosh, it's so soft. I want a blanket made out of it.
I did look at the ingredients. There is allulose in here as a sweetener. Oh.
Sweet. It's seasoned with spices mixed into the tortilla base.
Hmm.
Is it?
Pretty good. I mean, again, this would be better if you cook it, if you toast it.
But I'm not getting any spice. I'm not getting anything other than tortilla.
If we chew.
I am a little. Yeah. But hold on, let me take a peek at these.
Yeah.
I like these.
Really? All I get is tortilla. I mean, yummy tortilla, but tortilla.
No, if you like the underlying flavor, definitely some subtle spices.
Yeah, I taste it for sure.
And they're 30 calories each, so that's so low.
Yeah. Wow, that's only 30 calories?
Low. Yeah, that's 2 for $60.
So that's like standard for that size taco, too.
Or that's a...
And what
they
about
are
protein?
Generally all around there. 4 grams for 2 tortillas. Mm. 14 grams of fiber in 2 of them. So each one, 30 calories... Less than a gram of fat, 7 grams of fiber, 2 grams of protein.
And here's the thing. Normally with tacos like that, you kind of double them up, right? You don't need to double that up at all.
What do you mean double it up?
Like you do 2 for 1 taco.
You do 2.
2 shells?
Yeah, well, when it's corn. When it's corn
tortilla. Really skinny ones.
Yeah. Oh, I never do that.
This is much more
I use
sturdy.
Lettuce or 1 shell.
That's good. La Banderita Carb Counter Birria Spiced Flour Tortillas. Available at Walmart, select grocers, and Amazon.
Yay, Amazon.
Oh, this is a cool one.
Oh, yeah. Next up, we have a product from Bob's Red Mill. I love Bob's Red Mill. Overnight protein oats in vanilla almond. This is a shelf-stable situation. So it comes in packets.
Yeah, and I used almond milk as my milk of choice.
Nice. And that's one serving?
Yeah, it's 1 serving, 1 packet. Okay.
So it says, simply add your milk of choice, chill overnight, and kickstart your day with a tasty whole grain breakfast. What I find interesting about this, really I should say what Dana finds interesting about this. So the website says, it's like a talking point that it's made without added protein powders.
Okay.
But it does include milk powder.
So that is protein
powder. Kind of a
protein
powder.
Exactly. But, that's where the protein's coming from.
It's interesting that they made that distinction.
I think they do that because milk powder doesn't taste like protein powder.
Right.
It just tastes like creamy.
That makes sense. They're trying to say,
flavor-wise. Mm-hmm. It does have homemade taste. No funny stuff. All that stuff.
And it's also, in addition to, it's got, the protein comes from 100% whole grain oats, a unique variety that's naturally higher in protein. That's interesting. Almonds, chia seeds, and non-fat milk powder.
Okay.
Yeah. Also comes in a blueberries and cream flavor.
I like that. You know, I feel like the calories are a little high for the serving size.
Can
but
I see what they are?
I like them.
I think it was 250 for a serving. But it's 60 grams. That feels like heftier than your average. Like, Mike, was that one full
serving?
That
was one full packet, yeah.
Yeah, it was one.
Do you feel like it's similar to any oatmeal packet or more?
I mean, I think it has more calories than an oatmeal packet.
I think it's similar.
No, I mean, but do you think the portion size is larger to justify?
Maybe a little more.
250 calories, 6 grams of fat, 6 grams of sugar, 6 grams of fiber, 10 grams of protein.
Good stats. Yeah, it's a cool I like it.
I feel like with some fruit, too. 300 calorie breakfast.
Yeah, wait. Remind me, how much protein?
10.
Okay.
And that's before you add the milk. So if you add a milk with protein, it'll be even higher.
That's true. But yeah, the milks with protein are so high. Wait, do those stats take into account what you're putting in it?
Mm-mm. No, it's 10 grams out of the package.
I mean, the calorie count's 250?
No. Out of
the...
Oh, so you have to add the almond milk.
Yeah, it's 250 as packaged.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Right. So if you add more
protein
like...
milk, it'll be like 350 or something.
Yeah, so the almond milk
well,
was...
Well, no, because it's only a third to a half a cup of milk.
Oh, okay.
So, you know.
Yeah, and I use a third, a little bit more than a third of a cup of almond milk. So was that like 30 calories?
Well,
no, like 20 calories, right?
Yeah,
10 calories.
Very low. Okay.
All right. So this is at Walmart, Target, grocery stores, and online at Amazon. Bob's Red Mill Overnight Oats, Overnight Protein Oats.
I want to say we're like human calculators with our calorie counts.
Oh, I'm excited for this next one.
Jamie's always given, like, she's got a, like, she can barely contain herself. We're changing up the order just to screw with her.
No.
Yep.
I've already got them.
Okay, fine. All right. Next up, we have Better Goods Hot Honey Beef Sticks. I guess
you
hot honey.
Stick, and you get a stick.
Look at the size of it.
Hot
Wait,
honey,
do we really all need
way,
our own?
We can split one, Jamie.
By the way, hot honey beef sticks. They're like very trendy.
By the way, look at how realistic that drop of honey is on the package. I thought it was real.
Wait, you thought that there was honey on the package? Let me see.
Yeah.
Wait, how many calories are in this?
90. It's kind of, I thought it was oily, but I think it's just sticky from the honey.
Oh, that's really, Jamie, you're going to love it. And it's spicy.
I do love it.
Mm-hmm. You know what? In a world where there's so much competition with beef sticks, it's hard to stand out. Mm-hmm. This stands out.
This is, wow.
This description is very good. It says, bold, sweet, and spicy flavor with honey and chili heat, slowly cooked in a smokehouse for rich, savory taste. It delivers on all of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a resealable pack. And then each of the sticks is individually wrapped, 90 calories and only 3 grams of sugar.
This is unbelievable.
8 grams of protein. It's a really like, I feel like it's slightly larger than a big stick of jerky. Like, don't you think it's a little bit larger than?
Probably. Yeah. Like you mean a big piece of jerky?
No, or? Like, I'm sorry. I meant the average large
meat stick. Yeah, I agree. And wait, what about the fat?
Let me see the bag.
It tastes a little like it has a bunch of fat in it.
6 grams. Okay. I think that's kind of standard.
Yeah, well, 6 times 9.
You're trying to figure out what it would be if you ate the whole... Oh, no, you're doing
no,
the calories.
No, yeah, because it seems kind of low, but for 8 times 4 is there... I was just trying to add it up. The grams from the fat...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fat adds up. Sense. It adds up to like 90-something, yeah. Not 90, but whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a Walmart exclusive... Better Goods Hot Honey Beef Sticks. I like.
They're delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take the rest of that stick home. Okay, next up we have Kenko Instant Iced Latte in Banana Caramel. So this is a packet that you just add milk or water?
Yep.
Okay.
Isn't that nice looking packet? You can see all the stuff inside.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So wait, I have a question. Does it tell you to add milk or water?
It says milk, or was the instructions? The instructions I think are on there, but it said to add your choice of milk. So I did almond milk again.
Okay.
And it was 10 ounces. So I did it. We have a shaker. Oh. So I was able to use the shaker. And then it tells you all the ingredients that are in there. Like what?
Yeah.
It's almost like the RX bar where it shows you all the.
Oh.
So look at this. This one packet, it tells me, is the equivalent of half a banana, one date. I don't even think it's the equivalent. I think they're saying this is what's in here. Half a banana, one date. Half a teaspoon of coffee, half a teaspoon of maca, quarter teaspoon of cacao, one slice of apple, and a hint of vanilla. That's it.
Yeah, and you could see the chunks. Like before I mixed it, I could see the chunks of like all the different.
Wait, I don't think there's chunks.
Yeah.
Oh, I see little like.
Wow. Wait a minute. So what did you put in here?
Just almond milk.
Just almond. This tastes very, very, very good.
It almost reminds me of the banana milk, but with like. A little more flavor to it.
Exactly. The texture is unbelievable. It's only 70 calories a packet.
Wow. And it's not overly sweet.
How could it be only 70 calories if it's got a half a banana and a date and a slice of apple? Like, doesn't that already...
Yeah, that I agree with you. That seems too low for this. Maybe it's a half of a very tiny banana. Wait, but it has 4 grams of fiber. says, how are these stats are impossibly
wait,
good.
Okay. So a small date contains around 20 calories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, this tracks, and a half a banana is like 50. That's where most of the calories are coming from.
This is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And it has vitamins, too? No, well, very little.
Mm.
Fiber, 4 grams of fiber.
Wait, it also comes in like tons of varieties. I'm obsessed. Hang on.
Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. This is like the most natural, amazing, delicious. What does Kenko mean? What does this mean?
All right, let's see. First of all, the other flavors are mocha, cinnamon, and mocha mint. Those are all the iced latte varieties. But then they have tons of other stuff. They have smoothies. They have oats, fruit snacks, fruit snaps.
And by the way, they made a mistake when they delivered it and they gave us the cinnamon and then they had to come back and give me. So I actually have the cinnamon here too. So you can try that later.
What? Yeah. Wow, you called them out on it?
Yeah.
Wow, good for you.
Okay, so you asked about Kenko. Plant-rich diet is key to a healthy future. Their goal is to put the 5-a-day within reach.
Oh.
And there's no sweetener in there, right? Because I don't taste any sweetness.
No, it's all naturally sweet, but it has, you know, the sugars from the fruit. In a Kenko bottle or similar shaker, they have their own bottles.
Oh, wow. I just used one of our shakers. Do you want the rest of it?
No, it's so good,
though. It's so good.
This is unbelievable. How much liquid did you put in there? 8 ounces?
10 ounces.
You could do that even less, like, yeah.
Yeah, it said, I'm pretty sure it's a 10. Yeah, 10 ounces of cold milk. Add the powder and then shake.
I'm so impressed with this company. They're also really like all about, you know, being environmentally friendly and reducing waste.
Is it owned by someone in Ken?
It's owned by Tomas Froes.
Never heard of him.
I wonder what Kenko means.
I mean, I'd be shocked if you had. I want to talk to these people.
I want to know more about them.
Yeah. I want to try more of their products. What's a fruit snap?
I don't know, but I want it. Fruit snap and fruit snap.
Oh, look at, they look so cool. Crunchy fruit snaps in mango, fruit, strawberry. And it's the same thing. It's just, it tells you 7 strawberries, 1.5 apples, banana. We got to try like everything.
I love this brand.
Mm-hmm.
Love.
You can order from their website and you can bundle or you can get it from Walmart. It's Kenko's Instant Iced Latte and Banana Caramel.
Wow. All right. Thumbs up. Next up, we have Angie's Boom Chicka Pop. We are more than familiar with Angie and her Boom Chicka Pop. This is a new flavor, mango habanero popcorn.
Lisa, I insist you take a photo with that bag before we open it. It is the size
the biggest
of you.
I know. I feel like I was saying to Mike, I could use it as like, you know, for potato sack races. You can like step into the bag. It really is tremendous.
It's literally half of your body.
It is. I mean, I know I'm not the tallest, but this is like a Costco size bag.
Yeah, and it's from Walmart, but I think they sell it also at Sam's Club too.
So how many servings is this bag? 18 servings?
That whole box is 18 servings?
Yeah. I mean, it's huge.
Is it not opening?
It's not opening.
For me?
This needs a man's touch. It's not easy to open.
It's a good haul.
Yeah, this is nothing good job, Mike. Really good job.
Wow, this is not...
It's not opening the way it's
supposed
to.
Don't you see it already?
It's what, it all flying everywhere? Yes.
Do we have scissors?
Yes.
Can you hand me those scissors? Oh, wait, I see a tear right here.
That coffee, this banana caramel situation is like ridiculous. Whoa. I am so in love with this.
I know. I want to try every variety.
Wow, how did you get in there? It looks like
there was already a tear
in there. Okay.
Hopefully it's safe.
Wow, that's very mango-y.
Oh, that's amazing.
Mm, I love that. Mm. I don't know that I've ever had fruit-flavored popcorn.
It's very fruity.
Whoa.
It is. This is somewhere between regular, like, microwave popcorn soft and the kind that's, like, coated like in, like, a sugary thing. Yeah, it's, mm-hmm. like, somewhere in between. Because it does have, like, a sugar crunch to it.
Definitely.
But not, like, a crazy thick one.
And it has heat, too.
Yeah.
Sweetness, heat.
Wow.
It has it all.
Good.
Real ingredients, nothing fake. Mm-mm. So there's nothing fake in there? Is that, like, mango, real mango? Tastes like real mango.
Mango is not one of the ingredients.
Oh, boy.
What? Real ingredients,
nothing fake.
How can it have mango?
Popcorn, cane sugar, sunflower oil, spice, salt, yeast, onion powder, tomato powder, citric acid, yeast extract, natural flavor.
That's mango.
Yeah.
Probably natural mango
paprika
flavor.
Paprika extract. One cup, 90 calories, 4.5 grams of fat, 5 grams sugar. That's really good.
It is. It's
I'm
delicious.
Like shocked how good that is.
Mm.
That's excellent.
I'm a fan. And where is this available? Did you say that
already? Walmart and Sam's Club. It's Angie's Boom Chicka Pop Mango Habanero Popcorn. That's so fun to say. Boom Chicka Pop.
Boom Chicka Pop.
Boom Chicka Chicka Pop. There was a camp song. Boom Chicka Rocka Chicka Boom.
That sounds familiar. Maybe that's where they got it.
Maybe.
I didn't go to camp, but.
You didn't go to camp?
No.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
I thought you would have been, I would have thought of you as a counselor.
Yeah.
A CIT?
No, I mean, honestly, I went to camp when I was like 8 or 9 and I hated it. I cried every day and I
Let's made do Camp Hungry Girl. Set up
Maybe.
Tents in the parking lot.
In the parking lot.
We'll invite. We'll have a contest.
Stay in our luxurious parking lot where it goes down to a balmy 106 degrees. Yes. Next up. Oh, this is a fun one. Go-Go Squeeze Puddings in Chocolate and Vanilla. This is like a squeezable pudding. So it looks like, you know, those applesauce containers, mm-hmm. but it's pudding. Wait, is it vanilla and chocolate? Yeah. I want to try. Oh, do we get to try both?
Yeah, we get both.
Wow.
I'd like to say
should
that
Should we share it or do you want to have your own?
Well, I could put it on a spoon. Yeah, I don't want this whole thing.
Okay.
So these basically look like the applesauce pouches or the, what's the other thing that comes in these? Like smoothies, like the.
Yeah, like kid-friendly smoothies. Yeah.
Which
and
I'm sure
are,
this is
Actually,
kid.
I got some. I have a. Okay, because I got some of these little cups too.
Is that resealable?
I want a cup. Yeah, yes. It looks like it has a little twist top situation.
And they're shelf stable, which is crazy. When I got them, they were warm. I was like, oh no.
Wait, but these are chilled now, right?
Yeah, yeah. I put them in the fridge.
I think vanilla is so superior to chocolate pudding. Pudding specifically.
Vanilla everything to me is better than chocolate. I'm a vanilla person. That's good. It tastes natural. Is this natural or no?
Milk, water, sugar.
No.
Modified cornstarch, natural and artificial flavors, xanthan gum, carrageenan.
Let me see that again.
First of all, it tastes good.
Yeah.
It looks natural. Are we getting any points for that? I don't know. is this just like a kid marketed product?
Sweet and delicious. It says made with real milk and no high fructose corn syrup. So that's, you know, that's the better for you really attributes.
Good. It's like snack pack from our childhood.
Yeah.
I love it. And you know what I would do with that? I kind of feel like if you had that frozen, it would be great.
Oh,
yeah.
You could make it into like squeezable ice cream, mm-hmm. probably. Mm-hmm. I would love to freeze that.
You have to let it sit then for like a couple minutes.
Gosh, I used to eat those pudding cups all the time.
But by the time you got to them, they weren't in a can, right? They were in plastic.
Because mm-hmm.
when I was growing up, they were in little cans.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Which item?
The snack pack puddings. They were in like cans.
Oh, yeah.
At least on the East Coast, they were.
I think I remember that too.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why. So, you know how, like, when there's fake chicken, they call it chicken, and fake beef, they call it Beth?
Mm-hmm.
So, this is puddings with a Z at the end. What's that about?
But it's real pudding, I hope.
That's
cool. Go squeeze pudding. Maybe because squeeze.
Did we give all the nutritionals? I feel like I haven't. Can you give me that back?
I don't think so because I don't even see them.
90 calories, 3 grams of fat. 11 grams of sugar, 3 grams of protein.
Hmm.
Pretty solid.
I would actually eat those.
Yeah.
I like
Available
them.
At Walmart, Target, Sam's Club, and select grocers.
Okay, we have the penultimate product. Second to last product coming up. This is Catalina Crunch Protein Granola. Ooh. Catalina Crunch, people, and then we have two flavors. People are obsessed with this brand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, probably because it's very high in protein, and the flavors are honey cashew and peanut butter.
Where do you want to start?
Honey cashew.
Yep.
There's also a vanilla almond variety.
Protein granola is a smart item
mm-hmm.
because I wonder if it tastes like protein powder. Because granola, I was going to say, is very, I don't know, it's just like a lot of calories. From mm-hmm. Usually, I call it a food faker because you're like, what good is coming from it? But this has a lot of protein.
Yeah. So the Catalina story is that they make cereals and snacks that are lower in sugar with positive nutrition like protein and fiber.
Mm.
I think granola, you know what? It's only a faker if you don't know how to use it. Like, I feel like if you put it in your cereal bowl and have like a cup and a half, it's going to get up there more than you realize. But if you have it as like a snack or a garnish.
But I agree with you. But now also they make healthy granola. I think the granola yesteryear was just like all sugar and oil.
Yeah.
So it's a combination of the two, but this is amazing. I would buy this and eat this.
I love the honey grams that are in there too.
I know, they take up a lot of space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's the peanut butter one, which is obviously going to be the best.
The protein comes from the pea protein boosted cereal plus soy crisps.
This is delicious.
May I see the bag?
I think I actually like the honey cashew better.
Wow.
They're both amazing.
Yeah.
The texture is so like light and crispy.
Mm-hmm.
I like that they give you both options on the nutritional panel. They tell you the information for a snack, which is a third of a cup, or a bowl, which is 2/3 of a cup. Mm. Which would you like to hear?
Both.
Okay.
So we're going to start with the peanut butter one.
Yes. So a third of a cup, 140 calories, 7 grams of fat, 4 grams of fiber, less than a gram of sugar, 7 grams of protein. And you can just about double that for the 2/3 cup portion.
What is that sweetened with? Because it's very sweet.
Allulose, monk fruit extract, stevia extract.
Mm. It's delicious.
Allulose is the top one. Mm. And the other guy is a little... Oh, this is so weird.
How do you know it's a guy?
The other one... This is so weird. A third of a cup is the one serving size. 120 calories, 5 grams of fat, 6 grams of protein. But then the bowl in this case is 3/4 of a cup instead of 2/3. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
I wonder what the reason is. Might have something to do with the weight. 280 calories, probably. 13 grams of fat, 9 grams of fiber.
13 I love this.
Grams of protein.
I never thought I would say this. I was like rolling my eyes when I saw it. And it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Mm. Mike, good job in Walmart.
Thank you. I can't take any credit for any of this. This is all from the list that Dana came up with, and I found them all at Walmart.
Oh,
yeah.
Then I'm doing a good job being surprised, because I always go over that list with Dana, and I say, let's find these things.
And
for both of us.
It just so happened when I started searching for all these, they were all at Walmart, which is why this became a Walmart haul.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and even Dana's list I'm thinking about comes from like a staff chat on Instagram where we're all like, look at this. Have you seen this?
Right. Yeah.
So this is really crowdsourced. Staff sourced.
You're right. And by the time it gets to me, it's like there's a million things.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to try it. And I'm glad it was all at Walmart. So thank you for finding it at Walmart.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Finally, and I remember this one because it seemed interesting to me. Farm Rich Chocolate Brownie Bites.
Okay. These have been sitting on the hot plate for the last, 49, 50 minutes.
Are they supposed to be hot?
So they're really hot. Yeah, you cook them in the air fryer. Well, here's the box. There's like, you can cook them in many different ways. But let me have your plate so that I can put it on your plate because it's the plate. I have these potholder hands.
So wait, my plate is like full of disgusting things. Wait a minute.
Oh, I'll put in one of these.
Can I just describe these? Mm-hmm. They're breaded brownies. Mm-hmm. They're brownies with a breading.
Thank you. A rich, gooey brownie filling wrapped in a sweet, chocolatey crumb coating.
Okay, I'm confused.
Pop them in your oven or air fryer for a warm, melty center.
And they're very hot, so be careful.
It says, our chocolate brownie bites, gooey bite-sized brownies with a breading. I don't understand.
Very hot.
I know, I can't bite into this. But it's a breaded brownie. It's like a fried brownie. I can't, it's too hot.
Blow on it. It's very good.
Tell us.
Can I see the package?
Where did I put it?
Oh, in front of Lisa.
Okay. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh wait, you get two of these for 140 calories. And they're like bigger than a Tostito. Tostino? Tostito.
Totino.
Totino.
Wow.
Aren't those stats great for that? That's 70 calories.
I mean, I would do this for 70 calories.
100%.
Whoa.
How innovative.
That is like brownie goo in the middle.
Yeah.
That's exceptional.
But I would like, I wonder what it's like if you don't eat it when it's very hot. Mm-hmm. Does it reform a brownie?
Oh. Do we have one?
That's not very hot.
That's not cooked in the air fryer.
No, they're frozen.
Oh, they're frozen. Okay.
Yeah.
Two pieces have 140 calories, 7 grams of fat, 1 gram of fiber, 9 grams of sugar, 2 grams of protein.
Oh my gosh.
Lisa's chewing and I'm drinking.
It's so good.
Wow.
Holy moly.
I'm just so impressed. I think that's so innovative.
What's Farm Rich again? What are they famous for?
They make a lot of like these types of little snacks, like hot snacks, freezer aisle snacks.
Oh yeah, they have like loaded hash brown bites, cinnamon French toast sticks,
buffalo style chicken roll ups,
sausage stuffed biscuits.
I want one of everything.
Wait a minute. Is this like pretending to be a breakfast?
Mm-mm, not at all.
Okay, because it just doesn't sound like they have any snacks.
I mean, No, they do. Oh, like, mozzarella cheese sticks.
But no sweets.
Yeah, this snacks. Looks like the first.
And you know what?
Mm.
I could be wrong here. I probably am. But their location is St. Simons Island, Georgia. Isn't that where PB2 is?
Yes. That's where our friend Effie is from. She's the best.
I don't know Effie.
Effie is the one that we always send her things.
Oh,
and
Effie.
She's the one that introduced us to PB2.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Wow. I'm going to have to reach out to her.
Yeah.
This is amazing. It's at select retailers nationwide, including Walmart. Farm Rich Chocolate Brownie Bites. I want to know what farm is rich in brownie bites.
And I want to go there. But let's give a shout out to Effie. Hey, Effie.
Hey, Effie.
Hello.
Okay. Well, that was a really great haul.
Delicious. Delicious.
Time
delicious.
To rate.
Time to rate. You ready, Lisa?
I'm ready.
You want to grab your rating hat?
Yeah. Hang on.
Oh my gosh. Future gift dirty. Alert for Lisa. This is my rating hat. First up, Old El Paso ramen noodles. We tried the fajita flavor and the beef birria flavors.
I love those. I'm giving those a 9. I know they're really high in sodium, but they still get a 9.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? For a quick meal, can't go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about proper good pizza soup?
That was very interesting. And it was delicious, but I don't know that I would. The sugar count, everything. I don't know. I can't give it less than an 8 because of how delicious it was, but I can't give it more than an 8 because of its downsides.
Yeah. But you know what? For a quick meal, it's good. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's Mike's
all about the quick meals.
Barilla Protein Plus. We tried the penne.
I really like that, probably more than you guys, but I'm giving it a 9.
No, I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I would give it a 9 as well.
Good. And whoever cooked them al dente.
He gets a 10.
The cooker man, whoever that was, gets a 10 plus.
Thank you.
How about 4/6 Wagon Boss Original Barbecue Sauce?
I'm giving that a 10.
So 10 sixes.
That is 10. I get 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6. No, that's a 10. And it's because it's like for a low calorie barbecue sauce, it might be the only one I've ever tried that doesn't taste like fake and weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Excellent. Mission gluten-free chickpea tortillas.
Those get a 9. Shockingly, that's a solid 9.
Yeah.
How about La Banderita Carb Counter Birria Spiced Flour Tortillas?
Great also. I'm giving those a 9 as well.
Wow.
And they're different and just as good in their own way.
Yep. Another unique pick. We had Bob's Red Mill Overnight Protein Oats in Vanilla Almond.
I love these and I think that they're better than I expected. Those get an 8.5.
Nice.
Next on the list, we tried Better Goods Hot Honey Beef Sticks.
Believe it or not, for a beef stick, they were just so solid. I'm giving those a 9 as well.
Wow.
This is one of the most highly rated and wow. Next, we tried Kenko Instant Iced Latte in Banana Caramel.
This gets like a 14.
Wow.
Not even kidding. Like, I can't stress that. First of all, it's a 10.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stress.
No, I like it as a 14.
You could say a 10, a.k.a. 14. Or a 14, a.k.a. 10. So, what I really like, well, no, say.
I was going to say, this is now the front runner for the find of the year.
Wow.
Okay, then we tried Angie's Boom Chicka Pop Mango Habanero Popcorn.
I think people will love that. I'm giving that a solid 8.
Nice.
All right. Next on the list, Go-Go Squeeze Puddings in chocolate and vanilla.
Does anyone else make squeezy puddings? Because I've never seen them before. So I'm giving these an 8 as well.
Nice.
I like them.
Moment while I research that. Everything that comes up is Go-Go Squeeze.
Okay. Good for you, Go-Go Squeeze.
Yeah.
All right. Then we tried Catalina Crunch Protein Granola.
9.5.
Wow.
I can't believe I gave a granola a 9.5.
Wow. So that might be the best granola ever then.
I think it is.
Wow.
Did you notice I went back to finish this? Because I wanted to see as it hardens, as it cools, it's actually turning into a brownie. Okay.
She's speaking of the chocolate brownie bites, because if she were speaking of the popcorn, that would be like an incredible feat. It turned into a brownie.
Look at my teeth.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
All right. Speaking of last on the list, we tried Farm Rich Chocolate Brownie Bites.
9.5.
Wow.
I'm just saying, like, if you ate one for 70 calories,
yeah,
so satisfying.
Totally.
That is so delicious.
I have to say, Dana, who basically compiled everything here, or I guess it was a collaboration because of that, that chain that was going around, all of us, I guess, except for me, because I had nothing to do with any of these finds.
You found them.
Did great. I just found them on Walmart's webpage.
You did a great job.
So, no, everybody.
Kudos for everyone.
Yeah.
Team effort.
Yes. Agreed. All right. That was so fun. Yeah.
So fun. So delicious.
What's up next for us?
It's the Great Pumpkin Haul.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and I've already spotted some good things.
You have? Wait, yeah. At Trader Joe's?
Or at Sprouts, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because like a lot of the stuff.
Are repeats, right?
Yeah, it's repeats, mm-hmm. but also very, like, very heavy-handed on the pumpkin spice. Mm. So we'll see. I'm excited for that
one. Do you want me to get some of the top repeats to see if they're still good, or should
yeah.
I? Yeah. Okay.
Sure. In fact, because I heard, you know, it's back at Trader Joe's?
The pumpkin spice?
No, it's not pumpkin, but it's the soup concentrate that went away. It was like those little squeezy packets.
Oh.
And I want someone, those back.
Yeah, and Aaron said that they don't taste the same, but I don't know.
Really?
He said they're not as salty. But I bought them. I didn't try them yet.
Wow.
Anyway, I digress. We're excited about the next haul.
Yep.
We didn't give anything away. Is it too late to do that?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? It's not too late to
Okay, fine.
I was like, is this the first time we're not giving something ever. Away? No one's going to even respond because it's so late in the show.
No, they totally will.
No, they still do.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We should give them something really good then. Maybe like a signed book. Like one signed book.
Okay.
A signed book
yeah.
of their choice.
Yeah.
And a Hungry Girl magazine.
Wow.
And measuring spoons.
Oh my gosh, Lisa.
For
wait.
One person or?
One person.
All right.
Wow.
What is the ask? I feel like they've got to do something special. I think they have to go into the Hungry Girl community, which you will find the link to that at hungrygirl.com/foodcast. So the Hungry Girl community on Facebook. And you have to post the most enthusiastic rave review of the Hungry Girl podcast. Like, embarrass yourself with how excited you are about your love for the podcast to be entered.
No, it's not embarrassing at all. To
No, I mean, just like.
No.
Okay. And then post it and take a picture of it and send it to Mikey.
Yeah. 805-380-8075. So post it on the community, take a picture, screenshot, send it in text.
I want to see some creative writing people, big adjectives.
Yeah. Prove me wrong. I think you're not going to get more than 5.
Well, we'll see.
I mean, 5 is still, that's, you know.
That's still pretty good.
It is?
No. I mean, for a big, you know.
For good contest, we get a few hundred.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, please. All right, do it. Thank you so much. Love you guys. And thank you guys. Thanks to you, Jamie, Mikey.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
you're the
Lisa.
Best. All right. I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing. Chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. With the Hungry Land crew. Chew, chew, chew the right thing. All the tips and tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Whoa, 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 whoa. From cauliflower rice to cookie hacks, healthy swaps and tasty snacks. Turn it up, play it loud at home or in the car. Chew the right thing wherever you are. All snooze, prizes galore. Whatever they munchin', we want more. Ever they munchin', we want more. We want more. Chew, chew, chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungry Land crew. Chew, chew, chew the right thing. Tips and tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. Chew, chew, chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungry Land crew. Chew, chew, chew the right thing. All the tips and tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Yeah. Whoa. But mostly they chew, yeah.